thievery, public embarrassment, and escaped wild animals. Here are your top moments of the week on the K92 Morning Thang. Antoine Terrell is a dirty, rotten thief. Thief! You stole. You stole from a hardworking business owner,
an entrepreneur.
Oh, you did, yes.
I did.
Just for your own personal benefit, you jerk.
Was in a restaurant and got food to go. And I started thinking, I'm like, there's no silverware in the hotel room. So I just looked at the silverware and I was like, there's two forks here. One's a salad fork. They don't need both the forks, do
no,
they?
No, they do need both the forks because you know they own those forks, right?
Yes, they do.
Did you leave money for those forks?
He didn't do that. You know he didn't pay for it because he went to the tip jar and took their own tips to put it back on the table.
I see that, yes.
You did. Uh-huh. So, uh-huh. Yeah, how dare
Here's
you?
Here's a dollar for that fork I stole.
I hope you went to church.
Church set fire when it walked in. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Monica.
Steals right out of the tip jar. You know what, Monica?
I can't believe it.
I'm here to defend Antoine. He did not steal the money out of the tip jar.
Thank you, Zach. Nope. Thank you.
He stole it out of that coins for the cancer kid. You know where they put that in there?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh. Leave a penny, take a penny.
He took them all.
I took them all.
That's why that thing's always empty, because Antoine took them all. Shame, shame.
Taking
know your name. But on the bright side.
Yes.
Chugga chugga, chugga chugga chugga, choo choo. The karma train punished you.
The very next day it showed up.
It did, because Antoine had to give an impromptu speech. He was not expecting to have give a speech. And he had to stand up at his brother's 40th birthday. The milestone birthday. Everyone remembers the 40th birthday. And him's got a little nervous.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst, is when it shakes.
Yeah, everyone can see. I got to pause again because Monica's laughing is so awesome. The fact that she soaks in such joy at his misery. Let me start it again and just listen for her laugh.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst, is when it shakes.
Yeah, everyone can see it. So now
I got to move my hand around to kind of distract it.
You know what?
I can't stand people that have all the ideas in the world for other people to do. You know, I feel like everyone should say some words. You guys, go ahead.
Did that person speak?
To get me and my mom and other people.
But they
speak.
Did not speak.
They didn't have like their own long toast or anything like that.
No,
like,
they said, thank you all for speaking.
Thank you guys for coming. We should have people speak.
See?
Karma
those,
got me, though.
They are my favorite. And karma did get
Monica,
too.
Got me the very next day.
Because Monica got punished afterwards.
Yeah, I was speaking. I had to do a ceremony for the National Association of Women in Construction. And I thought about Antoine. I had to shave.
She started to realize she knew deep down, I don't belong here.
Is that a jackhammer? I don't know.
What is going on?
It was awesome, though. Thank
top
you.
Moment of the week. Ridiculous, but true.
Take out the papers and the trash.
There's a yak on the loose. Still on the loose. Still roaming around the listening area. Nelson County. Meteor the Yak, which we found out about earlier in the week.
Don't come back.
He was last spotted Wednesday at some kind of like Holiday Inn. And the owners, they called, but by the time they called the authorities, he was already headed back, you know, on his way.
Is the yak wearing those glasses that come with the mustache?
Yeah, the yak is in disguise, right?
Yeah, we just can't recognize the yak.
Man.
And they've been trying to use treats and everything else to try to lure him back.
College professor looks a lot like a yak, but he's got a mustache.
And this has made national news. This is a local yak that is out there in the mountains.
Yeah, because it's on USA Today,
too. I'm so disappointed. I had to go on the internet because we don't have this.
Y'all Google it for yourself. If you don't scrub
that kitchen floor. Come on.
Oh, yeah. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yak.
Don't come back. Just finish.
He's not coming back. And they're using treats and all kinds of things to try to get this yak back. And he's traveled.
Can't get that yak back.
Nope. Yak back.
No yak back here.
I want that good old yak back.
And that yak is still missing. Or as Monica says, local yak, as opposed to syndicated national yak, which is nice.
It's our local yak.
I am local yak.
Yes.
If you see the yak, text in 52353. Also alert authorities, but please notify us first. It's very important. We're your first responders for all things yak here on the K92 Morning Thing.